Okay, excellent. So could you tell us a bit about what it is you do for St. Raphael's, please?
Yeah, sure. We come in the morning at about 8:30, and we plan the day, which involves going to the distribution centre in Sutton and loading up the vans for stock delivery to the shops across the borough. So it's literally moving stock in and out of the shop and rotating it through all the different shops. The shops are kind of range from high end to, if you like, a clearance shop where there's nothing valued at more than £3, but the high end, such as Wimbledon and Cheam Village, they kind of create, we put in better quality, if you like, although everything that we get is of a reasonable quality. And then if it doesn't sell there, we move it down. So we're moving goods around all day, really, between the shops and stocking them up.
What's the importance of that job? So the moving of stock around, how much revenue does that end up creating in the long run?
Each shop is slightly different. I'm sure they have their own targets that they have to make, but everything that goes into those shops and sell, I mean, it all helps with keeping the hospice running. So if they sell something for £3 or sell something for £300, you know, it's all towards the same ends of keeping the hospice going.
What made you want to get involved with St. Raphael's?
A bit of a long story. I had a milestone birthday last March, and I decided I wasn't ready to retire. So I decided I would work for another 3 years, but life throws curveballs at you sometimes. And after 20 years of working for Transport for London on a disabled passenger service, the London Dial-A-Ride service, I did retire. But like a lot of people in 2020, I redecorated the home. I landscaped the garden. Although I worked all the way through the pandemic, I was on a four-week rolling rota, if you like, working from home, going into the office. So I had time. But when I did retire, well, within 3 weeks, I decided that it wasn't for me. So I was walking from room to room, talking to the radio and having arguments with radio hosts on phone-in shows. And I thought, this is definitely not for me. I always planned to do some kind of voluntary work. And my mother was in St. Raphael's back in 2001 for the last couple of weeks of her life, and I was so impressed by the care shown by the nuns that were running the hospice that I thought that's what I'll do. So I went online on the St. Raphael's website, filled out the forms, spoke to a lady called Lorraine that deals with the recruitment. I met her at the end of May, and by the first week of July, I was working 3 days a week, or three mornings a week anyway, and been doing it ever since.
Is there anything about the reality of working voluntarily and for St. Raphael's that has surprised you during your time there?
Oh, yeah, it's the people, and the people that I've met, they make you feel so welcome, and within weeks, you're not just somebody that comes into work. You're part of a team, and I've always been in teams most of my working life. So you become part of a team, and then you become friends, and that's the atmosphere, that's the feeling. It is such a friendly place to go to volunteer to work, and everybody is so grateful that people like myself are prepared to give up some of their time, their free time, and volunteer to help. I think it's a great feeling when I finish work every day that I walk home and I think I've made a difference today in a small way. I've made a difference to somebody that needs the care of St. Raphael's Hospice, and yeah, I feel good about that.
I didn't realise that a position such as yours really existed within the charity shop world. Could you tell us a little about the sort of roles that are needed to keep the charity shop operation going?
Oh, they're varied, and they are all on the website, but they are varied from... excuse me, they are all very varied. There's from shop assistants... to help keep the shops running. There are obviously the drivers, the distribution centre in Sutton always need people to help sort the donations that come in to get them all packaged up and boxed up and ready for us guys that go in the morning to load up the vans and get them out to certain shops. It's quite a task sometimes, and... I mean, for myself, not only do I drive the van, two of us more times than not go out together and deliver, but if there's something to be done at the distribution centre and something that needs a bit of heavy work, then, you know, we're just prepared to do that. Everybody kind of mucks into whatever needs to be done. That's the atmosphere. It's not... I do this one specific job. It's, you know, we're a team. If a job needs to be done, let's all do it. It's you know, there are defined roles, but it can change.
Excellent. That's everything I wanted to ask. Is there anything you would like to mention, or Natalie, is there anything that you think needs to be mentioned?
Oh no, Natalie's not here, but all I would say was to anybody, if you're thinking about doing some voluntary work, and no matter in what kind of group you wish to volunteer into, then you can't go. St. Raph's is a great place to come and work, and if it's for an hour or 2 hours a day, or you can work three mornings a week, or you can work two afternoons a week, whatever you feel you can give, then please, you know, consider St. Raphael's, because it's a great happy place to come and be for a while. And if you're kind of like me and you miss that, you know, that human contact and you want to meet people, you can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong in doing some voluntary work, and it makes you feel good.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
No, you're more than welcome. It's been good. I just hope that what we've done today will maybe persuade people to volunteer, to say, well, I have got some time and I can afford to give a couple of hours. Even if it's a couple of hours, it all helps.